Daddy to be here with us.
我们呢都叫他 Big Daddy 了。我们在国外的地方都叫。
It always easy call.
我觉得这些年呢，我真的常为周牧师来感谢。
It's many years I really thank God for Pastor Joe.
有时候你不要看他就是在那走来走去。
You just see him walking around casually around the corner there.
真的知道在他身上承担多少的责任。很多人把他看为就是一个台湾跟中国复兴的一个指标在这里。
So many people regard him as an indicator for the revival in Taiwan and China.
多少的责任。
And so much responsibilities.
真的很不容易。
It's not easy.
我终于明白什么叫属灵的遮盖。
So I really understand what is mean by spiritual covering.
是因为他撑在那里。
Because he hanging there.
虽然看看他不是很高的人。
Although he may not be very tall.
但他撑在那里。
But he always hanging there.
所以我们大家可以躲在下面。
So that we all can hide under him.
你们也可以躲在下面。
So you also can hide under him.
Amen.
Amen.
我们热烈的掌声欢迎我们的家长。
Let's applaud and welcome Pastor Joe.
今天晚上我们要预备心。
Tonight we need to prepare our heart.
预备心来展翅上腾。
To prepare our heart to soar on wings like eagle.
我们一起来看圣经以赛亚书第四十章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Isaiah chapter 40.
二十六节。
Verses 26.
到三十一节。
Until 31.
我们一起来念来。
We all read together.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。阿门。好不好？我们一起站起来。你们昨天有来的举手，请放下。昨天啊，他们跳展翅上腾。我们今天一起来做一个展翅上腾的动作。好，你跟旁边的人说，你不是小鸡，你是老鹰。然后说。我做的，像火鸡，但是我们都是老鹰，不是火鸡。请坐。我不知道我们中间，你以前有一段时间常常梦想做，希望能够飞，能够飞翔。
有。
有这样的人举手。
Please raise your hand.
好，请放下。大概三分之一。
Maybe one third of you.
我有一段时间常常希望，哎呀，白天也想，晚上也想，希望能够飞起来。
So there was one time that I keep dreaming, even daytime and nighttime, that one day I may fly.
后来，哇，有几次。真的在晚上梦里面的开始飞起来了。我在大概差不多两个月前，我做一个梦，我梦见我在一个有一个聚会不大小小的聚会，在那个聚会的里面，好像他们有一些人在问我问题。那我在后面有另外两个人。 也在问我问题。
And behind me, there were two people who were asking me questions at the same time.
他们问我说，耶稣有没有开过会？
And they asked me, had Jesus ever attended a meeting?
耶稣开会有没有做决定？
So did he make decision in a meeting?
我就是不知道怎么回答，就
好像
随便答一下。
I just carelessly answer him.
后来这两个人呐、就走出去了。
And then these two people just walk out.
那我就远远看见，哎，两个人就飞起来了。
And then these two people begin to fly.
然后飞得不高，但是就慢慢这样飞起来。
And not flying very high, but slowly they take off.
那让我想起说，哎呀，我好像很久没有飞了。
It reminded me that I have not been flying for such a long time.
我就有一点羡慕他们。
So I really admire them.
但是后来，忽然我就飞起来了。
And then suddenly I felt that I was flying.
然后哇，越飞越高，越飞越高。
And then I fly higher and higher.
飞很有力量，飞得很高。
And filled with power and strength as I fly.
我非常兴奋。
I was very excited.
我非常惊讶。
I'm very surprised.
我里面是有一个感觉，说是好像。整个我们整个灵粮大家庭要起飞了。
So I had a feeling deep inside me saying that all the 灵粮
好像有一种展翅的恩膏开始要临到我们。
An anointing for soaring on the wings of eagle begin to take place.
后来我就说好想要下来了。
And later I said I want to land.
很快就看到海边就很低的海边，那我就进到一个房子的里面。
So I landed on the seashore and then I entered into a small house.
我觉得那个是晚上。
I think
好像一个退休会的海边的营地。
And maybe just a campsite near the beach.
那我就进到一个房子。
I went into the house.
那我感觉有两个房间，有一个房间我感觉我没有看到，但是我感觉是那个谢宏忠院长在那个房间。
So I felt that there were two rooms in the house. One is the principal seat in one room.
那我就进到我的房间。
So I entered into my own room.
我就醒过来了。
So I just woke up.
那我后来就把这个事情也跟这个谢院长提。
So later on, I shared this with Principal Xie.
他觉得那个海边在圣经里面常常是代表就是宣教，特别是海外的宣教。
And he explained that the seashore in the Bible always referred to missions.
他觉得是整个是的，我们教会整个教会还有整个宣教的工作是有一个展翅的恩膏，神要赐下那个飞翔的恩膏。
He said there is an anointing for the church and for the world missions. God's going to give down this anointing that we can soar on wings like eagle.
刚刚我们所读的圣经那里说，我们要如等候耶和华的，必重新得力。
Just on the Bible, we have just read, saying, "Those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength."
我们必如鹰展翅上腾。
That we will soar on wings like eagle.
奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
That we will run and not grow weary, and walk and not be faint.
在圣经里面，老鹰常常所讲到老鹰的时候，都是代表神在我们神的儿女身上的工作。
And whenever the Bible talks about eagles, always talking about the word of God in our lives.
今天我们要从主要从这个我们从使徒行传，我们一起来看五方面，我们怎么样在那里看到初代的教会怎么样有个展翅的恩膏展翅上腾。
And today we're going to look from the book of Acts how the early church they can experience this anointing for soaring on wings like eagle. There are five areas that we want to look at.
我们期待神要带领我们教会众教会我们一起来展翅上腾。
So we expect God's going to take all of us, all the churches going to soar on wings like eagle.
看起来好像是五方面，其实我觉得就是一方面，就是 one thing， 就是一个，也可以说就是一个。
Actually, look like five areas, but actually there is only one area.
第一个我们来看的就是透过我们在神面前，当我们等候神同心祷告的时候，重新得力，展翅上腾。
And first, we see united prayer that we may renew our strength and we will soar on wings like eagle.
我们来看这个经文就是我们一起来念来。这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
So this is in Acts chapter 1 verse 14, talking about people praying in the upper room.
在这里让我们看见门徒还有三组的人在一起祷告。
Here we see the disciples and the three group of people. They were together praying.
第一组就是门徒，还有 那些妇女还有耶稣肉身的兄弟一起聚集，同心可以横切的祷告。
And we see the disciples and then the women and also Jesus' earthly brother and sister, they were together united in prayer.
在这里让我们看见啊，第一个都，还有第二个都，还有第三个都啊，第一个都就是都同心可以横切祷告。
And here the Bible says there are three all, and first of all they all come together and all in unison and all in prayer.
第二个都是第二章里面都被圣灵充满。
And in second Acts, Book of Acts, talking about they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个都就是都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And the third all said they all followed the teaching of the apostles.
我觉得这是在《使徒行传》里面前面让看见整个教会展翅上腾，还有门徒长成 上腾的一个很重要的关键。
So we see this is a key where the early church and the early disciples how they can soar on wings like eagle.
在这里让我们看见他们都同心合意横切祷告。
And here we see they are all together pray in one accord.
我们在四福音的里面，我们几乎没有看到门徒这样祷告过。
So in the four gospels, we never seen these four disciples were praying together.
好像连一起祷告都没有看过。
And we did not see them even pray together at one time.
没有看过他们同心祷告。
So we never see them united in prayer.
只看过他们同心睡觉。
And we see them united in their sleep.
当耶稣说要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，他们却睡觉。
So when Jesus says pray so that you may not fall into temptation, but together they all fall asleep.
耶稣三次告诉他们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，他们三个小时睡觉三个小时。
So Jesus told them be watchful and prayerful so that you may not fall into temptation three times, and they slept for 3 hours.
所以我们在这里，我们看到在整个四福音的里面，门徒跟随耶稣。
Here we see in the four gospels, the disciples follow Jesus.
听耶稣讲道，
and they heard the preaching of Jesus.
看耶稣行神迹，
and saw him perform miracles.
假如我们这一次特会能够请耶稣来讲一堂，我相信哇不得了。
So if this conference we can invite Jesus here to speak at one session, I think this is wonderful.
他们不是听一堂，他们是三年多的时间，每一天都听。
They are not just listening to one session, but all 3.5 years they were listening to Jesus.
但是三年多下来，他们不像老鹰，比较像小鸡。
But all these 3 years has gone by, yet they did not become an eagle, but like a small chick.
好像从来没有看见他们飞起来。
And we never take them soar on wings like eagle.
但是我们看见《使徒行传》，他们都同心合意祷告。
But we saw in the book of Acts, they were united together in prayer.
我们看见他们飞起来了。
And we see them how they soar and fly.
我们看见整个耶路撒冷教会飞起来了。
And we see the church in Jerusalem take off.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们都同心合意恒切祷告。
Because they all pray in one accord.
我相信祷告，都同心合意恒切的祷告，是一个使我们展翅上腾的恩高的一个很重要的一个因素。
So I really see that united in prayer, praying in one accord, is one of the very important factors in soaring like wings on eagle.
我们不要看这几个字，没有什么。
And do not just casually look at these few words.
我觉得这几个字把整个门徒完全翻转过来了。
I feel that these few words have really turned the disciples upside down.
都同心合意，恒切祷告。
So together in one accord, they were praying.
我们相信，当我们当教会能够起来。都同心合意恒切祷告的时候，我们就看见教会要展翅上腾。
I believe that when church can come together in one accord and pray together, then we can take off and soar on wings like eagle.
有时候我们有没有祷告？
Do we pray?
我们祷告。
We pray.
我们有没有为复兴祷告？
Do we pray for revival?
我们为复兴祷告。
We pray for revival.
可能我们为复兴祷告了5年、10年。
But we pray for revival for 5 years and 10 years.
甚至我们为复兴祷告了50年、60年。
Maybe even 50 years and 60 years.
或者不只是这样，我们的父亲已经为复兴祷告，我们祖父已经为复兴祷告。
Not only so, maybe our father and our grandfather has been praying for revival all these years.
我的祖父就是一个牧师，
My grandfather was a pastor,
他为台湾复兴祷告。
So he prayed for Taiwan to have revival.
我的父亲是个长老，
My father was an elder,
他为台湾复兴祷告。
Pray for revival in Taiwan.
我是一个传道人，我为复兴祷告。
I pray for revival.
我的儿子也是传道人，他也为复兴祷告。
So my son is a preacher, he prayed for revival.
但是我们有时候我们为什么还是没有复兴呢？
But why we do not see revival come?
为什么好像我们还没有展翅上腾呢？
Why we do not take off like wings?
为什么我们还没有起飞呢？
Why we are not taking off?
以至于我们对祷告，我们慢慢的失去了信心。
Therefore, we lose our faith in prayer.
历代志下第七章十四节。
In Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14。
我们啊打出来，我们一起来念来。
Let's read together。
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。当这个乌干达的啊，这个 John Brandy 穆亚汉。啊、他有一次在美国参加一个聚会。
When Pastor John from Uganda came and attended a meeting in the United States.
当讲员读了这个圣经的时候
，So when the speaker was reading this passage,
他坐在那里听见有一个姊妹说：“我恨这个圣经文。
”And he heard one sister say, "I hate this verse."
他在里面在讲我恨这个经文。
Once again, he heard.She said, "I hate this verse."
后来他有机会碰到他就啊散会的时候。
Later on, at the end of meetings, he met this girl.
他说我好像刚刚听见讲员讲这个经文的时候，你在那说你恨这个经文。
I think I heard after the speaker read the passage that you say you hated this verse.
他说是。
He said yes.
他说这个经文，我以前我有信心。但是我听了很多，我讲了很多，但是一直没有看到神医治这地，所以我恨这个经文。
In the past, I really believe in this verse, but after so many years, I did not see this happen, and God did not heal our land. Therefore, I begin to hate this verse.
另外有一次，他有一次讲这用这个经文来在美国讲道。
In another time, when he preached based on this passage in the U.S.,
他讲的非常有力量。
So very powerful preaching,
非常有信心
and very confident preaching.
但是完了以后，有一位年长的牧者来找他。
At the end of the meeting, one elderly pastor came and see him.
他说：“年轻人呐、
啊、，He said, "Young man,
不要太激动
and do not be so excited or emotional."
他说：“你讲的不错。”
You preach quite good.
但是你不要给人太多的期待。
And please do not give people too much expectation.
因为期待太高。就会失望太大。
Because you expect too high, then you will have great disappointment.
神有他的主权。
God has his own sovereign power.
要不要复兴，掌握在神的手里。
Whether he wants revival or not, it is in God's hand.
他非常的难过。
He was very sad.
他相信神是信实的神。
He believed that God is a faithful God.
到底神是信实的神还是主权的神？
Whether God is a faithful God or he's a sovereign God.
是，他是主权的神，但是他的主权包括他是信实的神。
Of course, he is sovereign. In his sovereignty, he also is faithful.
我相信这个经文，他所说，神这样说，一定要这样成就。Amen.
So I believe that God says so in the Bible. Therefore, it shall be fulfilled.
我们若是真的自卑。
If truly that we humble ourselves,
我们若是真的祷告
if we truly pray,
我们若是真的寻求神的面
and really seek God's face,
我们若是真的转离恶行
and truly turn from our wicked ways,
不是你我眼中的恶行是神眼中的恶行
it's not what the evil in our eyes, but the wicked ways in the eyes of God.
当我们这样的时候
when we do so,
这里圣经说然后
and the Bible says then,
神就会从天上垂听
Then he will hear from heaven.
他要赦免
He will forgive.
他要医治这地
He will heal the land.
神的话是信实的
God's word is so faithful.
我们的神是信实的神
Our God is a faithful God.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们，让我们不要失去信心。
So that we may not lose our faith.
很多的时候，我们不是啊，我们有没有祷告？我们有祷告。
Many times we pray. Do we pray? We do.
但是我们的祷告
，What our prayer?
我们的祷告没有信心。
Our prayer have no faith.
也是有一位乌干达的一位本来他是在 邪教的里面的一个人 活动很活跃的一个人
one, used to be very active, satanic, members
他后来信主了
Later on he became a Christian.
他讲到他做见证
And he gave this testimony.
他说他以前在那个邪教里面
so, whenever he was in this, satanic, group,
这些人、啊、他们跟邪灵一起合作
And so they cooperate together with evil spirit.
他们专门就是来破坏信徒的祷告
So their main goal is to destroy believers' prayer.
他说有一种祷告根本不需要他们来破坏
He said one type of prayer that you don't need to come and sabotage them at all.
就是有一些人他们继续在恶行的里面他们在那里祷告
Or they continue to live in their wicked ways and then they pray.
他们没有悔改他们在那里祷告
They did not repent and they continue to pray.
他说那个祷告啊
Is that that kind of prayer?
好像升上去一下子就被风就吹掉
And just like about to arise and then suddenly it will be blown away by the wind.
根本不能 达到天庭
and cannot arise up to the heaven.
但是另外有一些人很迫切的祷告
but some other people they were earnestly praying.
他们好像同心迫切的祷告
and together they were earnestly praying.
那他们就要破坏这样的祷告
and they want to destroy such a prayer.
他们要破坏他当我们愿意全部同心合意然后恒切祷告的时候这样的祷告他们就要破坏
So when we want to get together and pray in one accord in earnesty that kind of prayer Satan want to destroy
让他们没有办法持续的祷告
So that they may not continue in their prayer
但是这样的祷告好像哎往上去了
But such a prayer will arise up to the heaven
但是在上去的时候发现在那里有一个盖网好像跟一个网子就网住了
and just like it being captured by a net
好像没有办法再上去
and can no longer go upward
但是他们说他们看见当时他们发现最困难的是什么
and what they discovered the most difficult one
就是他们同心合意祷告
when they come together united in prayer
在信心里面祷告
and pray in faith
然后在火热里面在圣灵里面祷告
and then pray in the spirit fire
那个祷告上去的时候
and such a prayer when arises
是有火的
And ascended is fire.
那个火一直上去的时候
And the fire continued to go up.
碰到那个上面那个盖盖碰到的时候就把它烧掉了
So when it touches the net, it will burn through the net.
然后就直接就上去了
And it goes directly up to heaven.
一直到神的宝座那里
Until it reached the throne of God.
这个就是圣经里面讲到的那个琴跟金香炉那个金香炉众圣徒的祷告
So this is what the Bible describes as heart and bowl prayer. All the prayer will be ascended like sweet aroma to God.
而这一个祷告上去以后
So when this prayer rises out,
后来下来就是雷锋、闪电、地震。
And later on, come down with thunder and lightning and earthquake.
就看见地要产生很大的变化。
And we see there's great changes in the earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信神是信实的。
We believe that God is faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们做一个祷告的人。
That we can be a man of prayer.
但是我们在祷告的里面，我们再来神在神面前，我们必须要在圣洁的里面、悔改的里面来祷告。
But when in our prayer, we need to be in holiness and in repentance when we pray.
义人所发的祷告是大有力量的。
The prayer of a righteous man is effective.
我们是因信称义，在悔改里面因信称义。
So we are justified by faith, and therefore we need to repent.
而我们看见当那些门徒。还有妇女，还有耶稣的兄弟，三组的人都同心合意祷告的时候。
So we see three group of people, the disciples and the few women, and plus Jesus' earthly brother and sister come together in three in prayer.
我们看见那个祷告就升上去了。
And that prayer ascended into heaven.
那个祷告就像火一样升上去了。
And that prayer like a fire go up to the heaven.
那个邪灵不能拦阻，不能破坏。
And the evil spirit cannot hinder and cannot destroy.
然后一直上到神的宝座那里。
And all the way to the throne of God.
我们看见。五旬节圣灵的火就降下来了。
And we see during Pentecost a fire from heaven came
down. 我们看见他们就开始展翅上腾。
And then they begin to take off and soar.
整个教会就开始起飞了。
And the church begin to take off.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信神仍然是今天仍然是信一样信实的神。
Brothers, we believe that God is the one who is still faithful today.
他在那个时候所做的工作，今天仍然要工作。
What he did in the past that day, he still can do it today.
我们看到在二次世界大战韩战完了以后，韩国是在最悲惨的情况之下。
So we saw after Second World War, after Korean War, Korea is in a worse situation.
但是当韩国他们一起同心合意祷告
，So when the Korean come together in praying one accord,
他们的祷告是持续的
，And their prayer was continuous.
他们的祷告是继续啊，这个日夜继续祷告。
And night and days they pray.
我们啊，那时候第一次到祷告山的时候
，When the first time we went to the prayer mountain，
哎呀，晚上都睡不着觉。
At night we cannot sleep.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们在那里祷告
，Because they were praying.
在坟墓祷告
，Or they pray in the cemetery, in the graveyard.
快要睡了，就是听到嘘啊嘘啊
，Before we fall asleep, if we call Lord, Lord.
啊，这就吵架，然后
and then we were awakened
又快要睡的时候就又嘘啊。
And then, Before we fall asleep, suddenly we hear the loud cry, Lord, Lord.
他们不放过那个持续的祷告，有火的祷告。
So they continue in prayer and pray with fire.
我们看见韩国的教会起飞了。
You see the church in Korea, they take off.
那个展翅的恩膏降在韩国。
Anointing on wings like eagle take off in Korea.
全世界所有最大的教会，神召会、浸信会、长老会，全部全世界最大的教会在韩国。
All the largest churches is in Korea, but it's the Methodist and Presbyterian or other churches in Korea.
在中国文化大革命的时候。
And after in the Cultural Revolution in China,
教会遭遇到最大的逼迫。
And the church faced the greatest persecution.
但是他们起来，中国早晨五点钟，他们起来祷告。
But they rise out China 5 a.m. in the morning.
他们持续的起来祷告。
They continue to pray.
我们看见那个祷告，祷告，以至于中国的教会飞起飞了。
So we saw them pray, pray until the church of China take off.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们看到在印尼。
We see in Indonesia,
印尼的教会遭遇到很多的逼迫。
And the church in Indonesia faced a lot of persecutions.
基督徒啊被杀的超过上万人。
And there are more than 30,000 Christians were murdered.
教会被烧的超过上千间教会。
And more than 1,000 churches were burned.
但是他们起来祷告。
So they rise out and pray.
他们同心合意的恳切祷告。
They united in prayer in one accord.
他们自卑祷告，寻求神的面。
Or they humble themselves and seek the Lord and cry
before the Lord. 他们转离恶行。
And they turn from their wicked ways.
我们看见印尼的教会起飞了。
And we see the church in Indonesia take off.
弟兄姊妹，我相信神要在我们中间来工作。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that God's going to do a mighty work in us.
我相信这是一个华人的时代。
I believe that this is a time for Chinese generation.
我也相信神把这样的一个托付在我们整个灵粮大家庭里面有一份很重要的责任。
I believe that God's given us a very important mission. We have a responsibility to fulfill.
但愿那个复兴的祷告展翅的恩膏，不但是在这次聚会的里面。当我们回去的时候，我们进入这样的祷告的里面。
So may the prayer for revival, anointing for breakthrough, not just rest here, but take it home and where you are when you go home.
我相信，当我们这样祷告的时候，我们要看见，我们要展翅上腾。
I believe that when we pray in such a way, we're going to soar on wings like eagle.
我们在最近的里面，我们啊在那里提到说蓝火的特工队。
And we talk about
蓝火，蓝色的火。
Or the blue fire special teams, like a SWAT team.
黄色的火是没有完全燃烧的。
So the yellow fire did not really burn anything.
但是蓝色的火，那是一个完全燃烧的火。
But the blue fire will truly burn off everything.
但愿我们的祷告，我们在一起两三个人，我们每一个礼拜聚集至少一个钟头一起，真正在圣灵里面祷告。
So may our prayer, whether two or three gather together, maybe for an hour, we pray truly pray in the spirit.
我相信在我们整个灵粮大家庭的里面，在北美，在亚洲，在台湾，在中国，在世界各地，我们都起来有这个蓝火祷告的特工队。
So I really believe that all of us here, Lin Liang family, whether it's in Taiwan, in Asia, and also in other part of the world, in North America, that we come together, we pray like the blue fire.
我们知道这样的祷告是不能被拦阻了。
And such a prayer will not be hindered.
我们相信这样的祷告要使我们展翅上腾。
We believe that such a prayer will help us to take off on wings like eagle.
第二个。在这里让我们看见就是圣灵他们都被圣灵充满。
And second, we see that they are all filled with the Holy Spirit.
在 被圣灵充满中间，我们看见门徒重新得力展翅上腾。
So we see the disciples once again renew their strength, they soar on wings like eagle.
这个经文。
So let's see the verse.
我们一起来念来。他们就都被圣灵充满，接着啊，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。弟兄姊妹，在这里让我们看到什么
？Acts 2:4. What do we see here, brothers and sisters?
我们刚刚讲第一个都同心合意恒切祷告
all together in one accord praying.
没有例外，我们盼望我们没有一个例外。
And none of us will be exempted.
都同心合意恒切祷告
all together in one accord praying.
第二个都被圣灵充满。
And second is all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在那里不只是十二个门徒，一百二十个人都被圣灵充满。
Not just the 12 disciples, but 120 disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看见当我们都被圣灵充满的时候，圣灵的这个翅膀，圣灵的动力就在我们里面，使我们有一个展翅的恩膏。
So when we all were filled with the Holy Spirit and the wind of the Holy Spirit, that we all were going to take off and soar on wings like eagle.
我们刚刚提到了门徒在四福音的里面听耶稣讲道，看耶稣行神迹，但是最后还是像小鸡一样。
So we mentioned earlier that the disciples saw Jesus' miracles and also heard his preaching in the four gospels, and yet they still feel like a chick.
但是耶稣说，但圣灵降临在你们身上。
But Jesus said, when Holy Spirit come on you,
你们就得着能力。
You shall receive power.
你们就要展翅上腾。
Then you will soar on wings like eagle.
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem,
在犹太全地。
In all Judea,
在撒玛利亚。
In Samaria,
一直到地极。
Until the end of the world.
要飞到每一个地方，要为我做见证。
You fly to every place and you will be my witnesses.
我们看见这些软弱的门徒。
We see such a weak disciples.
我们看见成为强有力的门使徒。
And become a very mighty apostles.
能够展翅上腾。
They can soar on wings like eagle.
弟兄姊妹，求主帮助我们。
Brother and sister, may God help us.
让我们看到。
That we may see.
我们不是为了飞翔。而飞翔。
We are not flying for the sake of flying.
我们是为了神给我们的大使命，我们必须要展翅上腾。
But for the sake of great commission from the Lord, therefore we need to fly and like on wings like eagle.
我相信神把这样的一个使命托付给门徒，也托付给我们。
I believe that God gave these missions to the apostles and disciples and also to us.
当我们说福音最后一棒要交给我们华人的时候。
When we say that the last lap of the gospel is handed to the Chinese,
我想我们不是说只有华人，但是我们华人在这个里面占一个非常重要的责任。
We are not saying that only for the Chinese, but the Chinese have the great responsibilities on this.
但是有一个关键。
But there is this critical key.
就是不只是都同心合意恒切。
Not only that we all pray together in one accord.
我们都要被圣灵充满。
But we all must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就得的能力。
Then we may receive power.
我们就能够展翅上腾。
Then we can soar on wings like eagle.
等候耶和华的重新得力。
Those who hope on the Lord shall renew their strength.
他们要如鹰展翅上腾。
Amen. Soar on wings like eagle. Amen.
求主施恩。
May the Lord be gracious
unto us. 我相信我们已经尝到一点。
I believe that we have tasted a little.
我们已经看见神在我们中间做一些工作。
We see the Lord perform some works among us.
我们以前我们也很努力。
In the past, we work very diligently.
但是我们不能只有努力，只有人的努力，我们需要神的能力。
But we cannot just work with our human effort. We need God's enablement.
我们需要圣灵的能力。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们的努力，努力来努力去，就是像小鸡一样。
So our human effort, you move and you work. At the end, we're just like chicks.
但是等候耶和华圣灵在我们身上，我们就能够像鹰一样如鹰展翅上腾。
So we wait upon the Lord, then we have the Holy Spirit, then we will take off like soar on wings like eagle.
刘同牧师
，Pastor Tong Liu，
这个张恩年牧师
，And Pastor 张恩年 in Hong Kong，
还有像欧牧师
，Pastor Oh，
还有我
，And Pastor Zhou，
我们这一些人都以前。我们都是在比较保守、对圣灵比较没有开放的背景来服侍神。
All of us, once we were serving in a very conservative and do not open to the Holy Spirit, in the past while we were ministering.
我们也算还算努力。
And we really worked quite hard.
但是我们努力，但是好像十几二十年。就像小鸡一样。
So we work for 10 and 20 years working hard, and yet we are just feeling like chicks.
这个张恩年牧师他在温哥华牧会超过十年的时间。
Pastor 张恩年 from Hong Kong has been serving in Vancouver for more than 10 years.
他在那边教会一直没有办法。突破超过100个人。
And his church in Vancouver cannot really break through, reach 100 members.
他很努力。
And he worked hard.
他常常到树林那里去祷告。
He oftentimes go to the forest and pray.
努力传福音。
And hard work in preaching the gospel.
但是教会一直好像没有办法，就是没有办法突破。
The church cannot have a breakthrough.
但是当他经历圣灵。
But after he has experienced the Holy Spirit,
他依靠圣灵,
when he depends on the Holy Spirit,
回到香港,
return to Hong Kong,
短短的七八年的时间,
in a short time of 7 or 8 years,
神让他们的教会能够成长到2000多个人,
and their church grew to 2,000 people,
然后建立其他很多的教会,
and they also built many daughter churches,
建立一个很强的团队,
and have a very strong team.
他们前不久我看到他们希望本来我跟他们说年底的时候希望他还有分堂能够有1000个人受洗。
And not long ago, I told him that maybe his church and his daughter churches at the end of the year they can have 1,000 people get baptized.
他们在上这一两个礼拜修正，他们希望年底能够有2000个人受洗。
So they made a revised number. They say hopefully by the year end they're going to have 2,000 new believers to be baptized.
他很深的感受，以前服事很努力，但是就像小鸡一样。
He truly felt that in the past he worked very hard and yet felt like a chick.
或者是像 大这个公母鸡也好，母鸡你看有鸡啊，有会不会飞啊？飞，它飞到树上，顶多到树上。
Oh, maybe like a hen, a mother hen, he can fly, but fly up to the tree branches only.
然后晚上要就是手电筒一照就抓掉，然后明天就杀了。
And at night you toss light to shine on the mother hen and then just bring.
但是老鹰不一样。
But eagle is different.
老鹰当那个我们看见在那个甚至风啊暴风雨的时候，它盘旋而上，飞到很高的地方。
So we saw eagle even during the storm they can take off and soar.
那你看见到很高的地方的时候，它的好像翅膀没有在拍。
When he reaches a certain height, his wings just don't move.
但是却很快很快的在飞。
And yet he can soar so fast.
他是抓住的气流。
And so he take hold of the wind current.
这个就是为什么他奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
And that is why he can run and not grow weary, and walk will not be faint.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们多少都尝到这样的一个啊，在我服侍神过去。包括刘同牧师过去在教会牧会，然后在这边这一段时间里面，我们会看到很不一样。
So more or less, we have experienced that Pastor Tong Liu in the past church, and then me myself, and in this how we experienced the different before and after.
我们相信我们只是在展翅的恩膏里面领受的一点。
And so we felt that we just received a small anointing in this anointing for breakthrough.
但我们相信神赐给我们圣灵是无限量的。
So believe that the Holy Spirit.God will give us is unlimited.
那个展翅的恩膏是无限量的。
And anointing for breakthrough is unlimited.
当我们不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，依靠耶和华的灵的时候
，Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit.
我们就看见教会能够展翅上腾。
So that we can see the church can take off.
我们就看见我们灵粮大家庭要展翅上腾。
And Ling Liang church family can take off.
我们要看见。华人的教会要展翅上腾。
And the Chinese churches can take off and soar on wings like eagle.
我们要看见神要在整个世界众教会的里面，最后我们都要展翅上腾。
We see all the churches in the world, they will all take off and soar on wings like eagle.
第三方面
，the area，
就是都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And together they obey the teaching of the apostles.
我们来看这个经文。
Let's see this passage.
于是领受，我们一起念来。领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。在这里，我们看到这是在四福音没有出现过的。
So this is something that never happened before in the four gospels.
耶稣曾经给5000个人吃饱，但是从来没有一次有3000个人受洗。
So Jesus has fed more than 5,000 people, and yet never at one time 3,000 people came to know the Lord.
但是这个软弱的彼得
，But this weak.
这个像小鸡一样，不但是飞不起来的小鸡，而且胆子像小鸡的彼得，三次不认主的彼得。
So this Peter like a small chick, and even his courage like a small chick, and he cannot even take off this Peter.
他起来讲道差不多4-5分钟，3000个人。
So he stood up and preached for more than 40 and 50 minutes, and 3,000 people.
3,000个人受洗。
And 3,000 people were baptized.
3,000个人恒心都。恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And 3,000 people were devoted together to the apostles' teaching.
在今年，很多灵粮大家庭。
And this year, many Bread of Life family.
受台中生命道灵粮堂的鼓励。
And has been encouraged by the Taichung Bread of Life Church.
他们两年前，他们100多个人的时候，他们就决定要在圣诞节能够有一个百人受洗。
So 2 years ago, they just have about 100 over people, and yet they hope to have more than 100 people baptized in Christmas.
后来他们就破了台中市的记录，从来100多年来没有一个教会一次百人受洗的，他们就有103个人受洗。
So finally, they broke the record in Taichung City. No one church and can have at one time more than 100 people baptized. Actually, there were 103 people were baptized at that Christmas.
他第二年再一推动。在下半年又推动百人受洗。
So in second year, and they say half a year that we're going to have 100 people baptized.
他形容说第一次百人受洗啊。
So he described the first time when we had 100 people were baptized.
好像有一个很啊啊很啊这个啊一个啊有一个非常漂亮的女儿的一个父亲，然后很多男孩子要追这个啊女孩子，然后他啊这个他的女儿，他就。 说你们假如从那边他养了一个鳄鱼，鳄鱼潭啊，鳄鱼那个鳄鱼啊，真的很饿的鳄鱼啊，然后说你们敢跳下去游过来，我就把女儿嫁给你。
So just like a father, you know, he described this like a father has a very beautiful daughter, and then many young men were seeking to marry this young daughter, and he told them if all of you and one of you, any one of you can jump into this, actually this pool filled with crocodile and those very fierce crocodile.
然后后来，哦，有一个跳下去。就游上来了。
And then suddenly, one man jumped into the pool and then ran from this end to the other end.
那个女孩子说：“你刚刚跳太快，游太快，你要再跳一次过去，我才要嫁给你。”
And then the girl said, "Just how you jump in too quickly and you swim too quickly, I cannot see you. Can you jump in one more time and show it to me?"
她说她第一年就是这样，糊里糊涂就跳下去，哗噜就一百个人受洗。
So he said, "First year, you know, I don't know what happened, and all of a sudden, 100 people were baptized."
神跟她说：“你要再跳一次，今年第二年再次下去。”她说：“第二年很怕。”
And so he said, "God said to him, maybe on the second year, you need to jump down again and show it to me." And second, he said he was very afraid.
感谢主，今年很多灵粮大家庭，很多他们定下目标，在年底的时候。要在圣诞节前后能够有百人受洗，千人受洗。
So praise the Lord, there are many Bread of Life churches, and they hope to set this goal by the end of this year. They have 100 people baptized in their church.
他们希望啊，在台中几个教会一起联合起来，有1000个人受洗。
And so they hope that all the churches in Taichung can come together. Maybe they have 1,000 people baptized.
在台北、在高雄、在很多的地方都举行，在最那个时候都有1000人的受洗。
In Taipei, in Kaohsiung, and they all celebrated 1,000 people baptized on that day.
但是千人受洗、2,000人受洗、3,000人受洗，或者我们整个灵粮大家庭有一个1,000人受洗。
And maybe 1,000 people, 3,000, 5,000, maybe at the end we have 10,000 people were baptized in the Lin Liang Church.
我觉得其实不是不太 是有一点力量，但是不是太稀罕。
Maybe we have some power to do that, but this is not so impressing.
3,000个人受洗，3,000个人都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So 3,000 people were baptized, and they were all devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
彼此交接
，and they fellowship together.
彼此相爱。
Breaking the bread and love one another.
参加小组
，and join the cell group.
被装备
，and they were equipped.
遵守使徒的教训
，and follow apostles' teaching.
擘饼
，and breaking of bread.
然后一起。3,000个人都参加祷告会
，and then all 3,000 people all join prayer meetings.
然后他们欢喜诚实的心，用同心合意，天天同心合意。
So together every day they are united together.
在家中且在殿中，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
So in the house, in the temple, together they share the meal.
赞美神
，praise God，
得到众民的喜爱。
And have favor with all the people around
them. 主就把得救的人就天天加给他们。
God added to them the number were being saved.
弟兄姊妹 我这一两天我在神面前说神啊
So these 2 days I say to the Lord, Lord
我们今年假如灵粮大家庭 有百人受洗千人受洗我们求你 让我们这些人都恒心遵守使徒的教训
Lord if Bread of Life Church Lin Liang Church we have 100 people and 1,000 people were baptized this year pray that all of them will devote themselves to the teaching
我相信这是一个很巨大的力量
I believe that this is a mighty power
这是一个非常大的见证
So this is a great testimony
我相信这个要使我们整个灵粮大家庭展翅上腾
I believe that this will help all the Bread of Life family we will take off and soar on wings like eagle
求主来施恩
May the Lord be gracious.
我相信这样的恩膏要赐下来。
I believe that this anointing God's going to give us.
不但是丰收的恩膏。
Not only the great harvest.
我们要看见这些人能够都神心恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So that we can see all of them will devote themselves to the apostles' teaching.
第四方面。
And the fourth area.
在这里让我们看见，在就是说他们一起在启示中重新得力。展翅上腾。
So in Revelations, they renew their strength.
这个跟刚刚那一点不大一样。
And so this is quite different from what we have.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》这个13章第一节到第三节。
So let's read Acts chapter 13:1-3.
在安，我们一起来，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知 和教师，就是巴拉巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利乃人入囚，以分封之王西利同养的马练并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。在这里让我们看见，就是一个从神那里来，圣灵那里来的启示。
Here we see they receive a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
这里刚刚跟刚讲的圣经也好，或者使徒的教训也好，是不大一样的。
So whether it's apostle teaching or the Bible teaching is quite different.
我们需要圣经神的话。
So we need Bible, the Word of God.
但是我们也需要圣灵对我们的启示。
But we also need the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
在这里说，他们一起进食侍奉主的时候
，So while they were fasting and praying, serving the Lord together,
圣灵就说。
And Holy Spirit spoke.
为我差派巴拿巴跟扫罗出去。
And sent Paul and Barnabas.
在这里让我们看见，看见这是圣灵在那里对他们说话启示的话。
So we see here the Holy Spirit revealed and spoke to them.
我们在这里看见，我们需要圣经的话。
So we see we need the Bible.
我们需要神的话。
We need the Word of God.
但是我们也需要。神在我们往前走或者很多方面给我们他的启示。
So we also need revelation from God so that we can go forward and move to His direction.
那个整个丰收常常跟启示有关系。
And the great harvest and always together with revelation.
耶稣对彼得说：“开到水深之处下网打鱼。”
And Jesus said to Peter, "Go into the deep and cast your net for a catch."
这个不是宣教的一个啊委员会所讨论出来的，所祷告出来的。
So this is not a decision from the mission committee or maybe out of prayer.
耶稣说向右边撒网下去。
And Jesus said, "Cast your net on the right."
然后打到153条。
And then he catch 153 fish.
耶稣基督在那里、啊、我们看见在使徒行传里面，我们看见对腓力说你往南去。
And so in the,
到旷野
in the Acts, God told Philip to go to the south and go to the wilderness.
耶稣我们在那里看到保罗看到马其顿的异象。
We also see Paul saw the vision of the Macedonia.
以及在这里我们看见听见圣灵说要差派保罗跟巴拿巴去。
And here we saw that they want to set apart Paul and Barnabas.
我们看见当这样的启示出来的时候，整个宣教就展翅上腾
了。So we see when such a revelation come, the whole work of world missions.
我们看见就带来一个完全不一样的宣教一个工作。
And so we see this a brand new chapter of world missions begin to take place.
我们感谢主，神让我们灵粮大家庭过去一段时间，我们做职堂宣教的工作。
We thank the Lord in the past many years, the Lord has given us opportunity to do church planting and world missions.
神给我们话要向左向右开展。
And God's given the word to go to the right and to the left.
神给我们话说啊，我们必须要啊这个啊，就说这个从内向转成外向的安提阿的教会。
And also told us that we need to move from inward to outward looking, become an Antioch church.
但是我觉得在过去的日子的里面，我们比较多比较看见哪里有需要，哪里有机会。
In the past, we more like seeing where there is a need and where there is an opportunity.
但是我相信在整个宣教的里面，我们要再展翅上腾，我们不只是看哪里有需要，哪里有机会。
I believe that in the world missions, before we think about how we can take off and soar on wings like eagle, not just seeing where there is a need.
我们需要神的话，神的启示。
We need the word of God and God's revelation.
在去年在台湾那个 One Thing 的聚会的时候
So last year during one of the meeting in Taiwan
那个啊啊就是 iHub 的那个啊那个 Daniel Lin 啊林啊这个马来西亚的 华裔的那一位牧师
And so the Heart and Bowl pastors from Daniel Lin from Malaysia
他见证我们很受感动
And her testimony really, his testimony really touched our heart
他说他啊在那里侍奉要宣教
And he told us that he wanted to serve as a missionary.
他感觉到最大的需要是亚洲。
So he felt that the greatest need is in Asia.
对他来说，最大的机会，就最多的机会就是亚洲，就是马来西亚。还有他因为结婚跟缅甸的一个人结婚，所以就是缅甸。
So the most opportunity would be in Malaysia because he married a Burmese, and so he said maybe Burmese and Malaysia.
但是有一天，他们 他祷告的时候，神对他说
，So one day while he was praying, God spoke to him.
到美国去
，Go to the United States.
他觉得美国对他来说，他不了解，而且美国不太需要。
And he felt that U.S. do not need him, and he doesn't understand U.S.
他也没有什么机会。
And maybe no opportunity.
但是神对他们说，两个月之内到美国去。
But God spoke to him and said, within 2 months, go to the States.
他们仍然按着计划到缅甸去。
And so they go to Burma, according to their plan, Myanmar.
在那里带领聚会。
And so they led a meeting there.
完了以后，有一个姊妹。
At the end of the meeting, one sister.
一个平啊普通的信徒。
And just lay people.
就跟他们讲一些先知性的一些话语。
And begin to say prophetic words to them.
非常的准确
Very accurate.
完了以后
At the end of that,
他们要走了
Before they leave,
那个姊妹就说你们留一下
And that sister say, you stay behind.
我刚刚有一句话没有说
There's one more word that I need to say.
这个要私底下对你们说
I need to say it to you privately.
两个月之内要去美国
Within 2 months, go to US.
神要在那里带领你们开始一个你们没有想过的侍奉
And God's going to lead you to a ministry that you never thought of.
他们就顺服
So they obey.
到 IHOP 那边
They went to IHOP.
没有人认识他
No one know him.
他们就是去进去
So they enter that
在那里祷告
Pray.
在那里祷告
Pray.
慢慢
Slowly.
成为那里的同工
And become the co-workers there.
成为后来是成为他们整个国际宣教的负责人
And later on become the director for the international missions in IHOP.
当他们去年去台湾去香港的时候
So last year when they went to Taiwan and Hong Kong.
对台湾香港的宣教带来一个非常大的影响
So they have a great impact in the world missions work in Hong Kong and Taiwan.
很深的提醒我们
And truly reminded us.
我们很多的时候我们是看哪里有机会
So many times we only see where there is an opportunity.
哪里有需要
Wherever there is a need,
但是除了这之外
and beside all of this,
我们必须要听神圣灵的话，圣灵的声音。
We must listen to the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我相信将要带来我们整个灵粮大家庭在职堂在宣教上面有一个更大的突破。
I believe that this will bring a greater breakthrough in the world missions and church planting for the 灵粮 family.
我相信我们的展翅上腾不是我们讨论出来的。
I believe that we will soar on wings like eagle is not out of our discussion.
我相信圣灵要对我们来说话。
I believe the Holy Spirit will speak to us.
而当圣灵说的时候，我们在这样的启示里面，我们在这样的启示的里面，就有一个展翅的恩膏。
So when Holy Spirit speaks and when we are in this revelation, then we will soar on wings like eagle.
我相信要带来极大的影响。
I believe that it will bring great impact.
最后一个，第五
finally,
就是
number five.
我们在这里赞美，同心的赞美中间重新得力，展翅上腾。
So we are united together in praise and worship that we may renew our strength and soar on wings like eagle.
我们来看一节啊，《撒母耳记下》三章三啊第一节，我们一起念来。
And first, Second Samuel 3:1.
扫罗家和大卫家征战许久，大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。在这里，我们看到。扫罗坐在他 被高以后很快就做王了
And so here we see Saul after he had been anointed very quickly he became the king
但是当他做王以后大卫后来也被高
After he became king later on David was anointed
但是假如我是扫罗他是大卫
But let's say he's Saul and I'm David
从他被高以后
And after I am anointed
大卫就东逃西逃，我就一直要追杀他。
Running away from Saul because Saul wanted to pursue and kill him.
跑到山洞，跑到那里，
everywhere
跑到那里
he go, try to hide from Saul.
差不多十几年的时间。
More than 10 years.
但是这里说，大卫跟扫罗家征战许久。
And David and Saul they were in battle for quite some times.
大卫家日渐强盛。
And the house of David becomes stronger and stronger.
扫罗家日渐衰落。
And Saul's kingdom become weaker and weaker.
而我们看见，从敬拜的角度来说
，So from the angle of praise and worship,
扫罗
Saul,
他也是相信神。
He believed God.
他也敬拜神。
He worshipped God.
但是他的敬拜、他的献祭都是宗教，都是外表，都是肤浅的。
But his worship, his sacrifices, his offering is just superficial, very shallow.
但是大卫在苦难中间
，But David in his hardship.
他敬拜神。
He worshiped God.
他赞美神。
He praised God.
他日渐强盛。
And he becomes stronger and stronger.
而扫罗家不但是代表没有真正的敬拜。
And Saul's household representing those who are not true worshippers.
也是代表反对真实敬拜。
And also represent those who oppose true worship.
当大卫迎接约柜的时候。
So when David welcomed back the Ark of the Covenant.
大卫在约柜面前唱诗，在那里敬拜跳舞。
So David danced and sang before the Ark of the Covenant.
你能不能跳一下给我们看看？然后，这个扫罗的儿子就是他的太太。
And then the Saul's son.
你成何？
扫罗女儿。你他的 daughter, yeah, his wife.
你成你什么那个什么样子啊？
跳舞。你说。What do you look like?
我们看见羞在那讥笑他。
And so ridicule David.
但是大卫家日渐强盛。
But the household of David become stronger and stronger.
扫罗家日渐衰弱。
And the house of Saul become weaker and weaker.
但愿在你我的里面。
May this in you and I.
扫罗那个虚假的敬拜。
And those false worship,
那个表面的敬拜
those superficial worship,
那个宗教的一个敬拜
and religious type of worship,
日渐衰落
and will become weaker and weaker,
从我们里面出去
and so that it will be out of us,
从教会出去
and from the church go out,
让真正的敬拜在我们中间
and so that true worship may be in our midst,
让真正的敬拜赞美在我们里面日渐强盛
and so that praise and worship will become stronger and
stronger in us, 我们在神面前我们要在那里真实的来敬拜他
and so that we may worship our God in truth
我们用灵跟真理来敬拜
so in truth and spirit we may worship the Lord
我们全人来敬拜
we worship the God with our whole being
我们击鼓跳舞来敬拜他
or they sing and dance before the
Lord 当我们真正的赞美的时候
as we truly worship God
我们看见赞美敬拜就有一个这个展翅的恩膏
as we praise and worship we have this anointing for breakthrough
我们看到那三千个人在使徒行传第一章他们三千个人信主
we see that 3,000 people will believe in God
我们看见他们不但是祷告
not only they pray
他们不但是遵守使徒的教训
not only they are devoted to apostle preaching
他们彼此交接
they fellowship
他们赞美神
they praise God
赞美神
they praise God
同心的赞美
together praise God
在灵里面来赞美
praise in the spirit
他们击鼓跳舞来赞美
or they praise and dance
赞美神
praise the Lord
吸引神
or attract God
被神吸引
attracted by God
然后就吸引很多的人来神就把得救的人天天加给他们
and then God added to them the number who were being saved
当彼得跟约翰两个人被抓了
when Peter and John were arrested
然后被恐吓
and then they were threatened
然后说不可以传耶稣基督复活
you should not talk about Jesus resurrection
我们说听从神不听从人合理不合理你们自己酌量
so obey God or not you decide for yourself
我们所听见所看见的不能不说
we cannot stop speaking what we see and what
不可以传
do not preach
不可以传
do not preach
出去再传就抓了
then you can go to the prison Don't preach.
两个人出去。
So they all went out.
到教会那边。
So they went to the church.
他们可能上百个人聚集。
Maybe 300 people were gathered.
我们就讲，我们刚刚两个人怎么样被抓。
So we begin to talk about how we were arrested, how we were threatened.
我们没有说，我们最近大家安静一点。
So we did not say, hey, now we need to keep quiet.
祷告小声一点。
So when you pray and pray softly.
假如唱诗，最近不要唱诗。
And maybe singing, maybe now we do not sing.
真正要拍手啊，不要这样拍，这样拍。
So if you want to clap your hand, just clap like this. Do not clap like this.
我们看见他们不是，他们怎么样？
So we see they were not afraid.
听见以后
after they heard this,
同心合意的高声赞美神。
So together they praise the Lord with loud voice.
神，你是创造天地的主。
God, you are the creator of the heaven and the earth.
外邦为什么争闹？为什么谋算虚妄的事
？Oh, why all nations they are talking about their ambitions?
他们都起来了，要来攻击。
Oh, God's going to rise up His army and attack.
但是现在
，But now，
求主 让我们大放胆量传你的道。
May the Lord help us to preach the word of God boldly.
神，你伸出你的手来，使神迹奇事行出来。
So as you reach out your hand, there'll be signs and wonders and miracles.
祷告敬拜完了以后
，and after the prayer and the praise and worship,
地震动。
And the, there was earthquake.
他们就再一次被圣灵充满。
And once again, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就放胆讲论神的道。
And they were preaching the word of God boldly.
他们继续的飞翔起飞，继续的飞啊的啊展翅上腾。
So it began to take off and continue to soar.
他们从第二章一直展翅上腾到二十八章使徒行传。
From chapter 2 until chapter 28 of Acts, they will continue to soar.
另外一次，保罗、希拉。
Another time, Paul and Silas.
在腓立比。
In a book, in Philippi,
两个人
together,
被抓
they were arrested,
被打
they were beaten,
这个鞭子打
they were striped,
40减一下39下他
and 40 minus one time 39 on our back,
血肉模糊
and blood and flesh,
两个人被抓
together,
关到监狱里面
and arrested and was in prison,
然后手镣脚铐
and all being chained in the legs and the hands,
两个人半夜
Together in the middle of the night,
唱诗祷告赞美神
and pray.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. 众囚犯没有说，让人安静一点，干嘛？坐着吵着，我们要睡觉。
All the guards said, "Be quiet. We are sleeping. Don't sing."
众囚犯侧耳而听。
But the Bible says, all the guards they were listening carefully.
神。移动他的宝座从天上移到这个监狱里面。
So God moved His throne from the heaven, come down to the prison.
神是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
So God established His throne in the praise of Israel.
神的宝座太重了。
And God's throne is so heavy.
神在宝座上面打拍子，他的脚一打下去，地就震动。
So when God is beat on His footstool and the earth moved,
监狱的门就开了。
And all the prison door were open.
监狱里面所有的人信主了
and everyone in the prison were
狱卒还有他全家都信主了
and the prison guard and the whole family were become a believers
在赞美中继续的展翅上腾
so in the middle of praise and worship continue to soar
在半夜的时候唱诗祷告赞美神
in the middle of the night you can praise and worship the Lord
弟兄姊妹我们求主来帮助我们
brother and sister may the Lord help us
让我们在金融风暴让我们在失业的时候让我们一起来唱诗祷告赞美神
so during this financial crisis and the laying off that we may praise and worship the Lord together
让我们看见我们这个灵粮大家庭不是扫罗家，是大卫家。
So we may see that the bread of life family is not the household of Saul, but the house of David.
我们不要那种传统的、表面的、宗教的敬拜。
We do not want those traditional, superficial worship.
我们要在老在神面前，我们全心的来敬拜他。
That we will worship the Lord with our whole heart.
那个敬拜，我们的敬拜唱诗，不只是把诗歌唱完。
So our praise and worship not just finish all singing the lyrics.
在敬拜来赞美的诗歌中间，我们进入那个跑道。
So in the praise and worship, we may enter into
进入神的跑道。
Enter God's track.
进入那个起飞的那个恩膏的跑道。
And so that we may go into the anointing runway.
然后在敬拜赞美中间。
So in the midst of praise and worship,
我们似乎好像忘我一样。
And so,
甚至那个词都忘，好像会啊超过那个词句。
And so what I'm singing is surpassing all the lyrics.
我们展翅上腾。
So we will take off and soar on wings like eagle.
我们飞翔，飞翔。
So we soar and we soar.
我们跟圣灵一起来飞翔。
So we soar together with the Holy Spirit.
我们要看见那个展翅的恩膏。
We want to see the anointing for breakthrough.
当我们赞美神
，as we praise the Lord.
真正的一起来赞美的时候
，and truly when we praise God,
我们就看见展翅的恩膏充满在我们中间。
Breakthrough anointing in us.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我相信
，I believe.
神要我们今天
God wants us to
我们要开始一起来展翅上腾
Together we will soar on wings like eagle
我们在祷告里面来展翅上腾
In a prayer that we will soar on wings like eagle
我们在圣灵充满中间来展翅上腾
In the feeling of the Holy Spirit we will soar on wings like
eagle 我们在恒心遵守使徒的教训展翅上腾
As we devote ourselves to apostle teaching we will soar on wings
like eagle 我们在圣灵的启示中间展翅上腾
In Holy Spirit revelation we will soar
我们在圣灵里面的敬拜赞美中间来展翅上腾
As we worship and praise God in the Spirit we will soar on wings like eagle
我有一个盼望，我们今天我们都不要离开。
I have a hope that we will not leave here tonight.
下面半个钟头
，maybe the next half an hour.
我们一起，我相信展翅的恩膏现在在我们中间。
I believe the anointing for breakthrough is here with us right now.
我们个人要展翅。
We all want to have breakthrough.
我们的家庭要展翅上。
Our family want to have breakthrough.
我们的教会要展翅上。
Our church want to have breakthrough.
我们的灵粮大家庭要展翅上。
Our 灵粮 family want to have a breakthrough.
好不好？我们一起起立。
Shall we all stand?
我们手牵着手，我们一起祷告。
Let's hold our hands together as we pray.
我们说神啊。
We say God.
复兴的祷告。
Oh, revival prayer.
在圣灵里面复兴的祷告。
A revival prayer in the Holy Spirit.
你那个展翅的恩膏。
Oh, Father, breakthrough for anointing.
现在赐下来。
Now send to us.
赐在我们的里面，赐在我的里面，赐在我的右手，在我的左手的中间。
Oh, send it to me and to the one standing next to me, right or left.
现在展翅的恩膏运行在我们整个会场。
Right now, anointing for breakthrough is moving among us.
我们要把这样的展翅的恩膏带回到我们每一个教会。
We want to take home this anointing for breakthrough to our churches.
我相信今天晚上神要做极大的工作。
I believe that tonight God's going to do mighty deeds.
不是为我们，乃是为神自己的国度。
Not for our own sake, but for His kingdom's sake.
我们一起同声开口来祷告。
Together, let's pray.
主啊，来到面前赞美你，谢谢耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，是的，你赐下展翅的恩膏在我们中间，就是我们赞美你，哈利路亚。哦，主耶稣，你来工作，交在主。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，谢谢我们的主。哈利路亚，圣灵，我们欢迎你来提升我们，来提升我们。哈利路亚，是的，我们渴望那个展翅，我们渴望那个翱翔，我们也领受那突破的恩膏。